Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. I began to search for an animal to discuss with you. I asked Gabby, what animal should people know more about? In an instant, she said, polar bears. I replied, awesome animal. But as an environmental scientist, I needed to know more about them. I had to research them. You know, out in the wild, I've researched grizzly bears. I've met up with many black bears during my filming adventures, my research, and my adventures you can always watch at joeybjoeybee.tv. But not now, because, hey, here's a great show on polar bears. Well, I needed to know more about the Arctic cousins of the black and the grizz. I challenged Gabby to find a few facts, and in another instant, she pulled out some of her animal books and started rattling off information. So during this show, as I am recording it, because you see Gabby's happens to be in school, if I use a fact that she found, I will call it a Gabba fact. I will then expand on the Gabba fact. So here we go. Polar bears are considered the top predator, and they are found in Alaska, Canada, Greenland, Russia, and Norway. A Gabba fact is they hunt seals, walruses, whales, and fish. They hunt on, and this is really neat, one of the few predators that hunt on land, sea, and on the ice. They are dependent on ice to hunt seals. See, seals make their breathing holes in the ice. A Gabba fact states that they wait by the breathing hole for the seal to surface. Like mammals, like us, we're mammals, I should say, they have to breathe. We're talking about the seals. They have to breathe air. So the polar bear himself is in camo in a white color. And I've got an awesome animal fact to tell you about that, but I can't give it to you now this early in the show. Just hang on. Cool fact. The seal is in camo because he's the color of the sea floor. So they wait in patience, and their patience is vital to their survival. So you got the seals got to come up and breathe some air. You got the camoed polar bear up top waiting, and you see the polar bear is doing this because the one thing that you do not want to use in nature is a lot of energy. A polar bear could not compete with the fluid swimming motion of the seal, and we use vast amounts of energy, so waiting for the seal on the surface is his technique of conserving energy. I filmed an episode for Joey B TV on seals. I spent a day at the Turtleback Zoo with their trainers and watched how they made, you know, they're just plain simply made for the water. It should be noted that seals are also dependent on the ice. They use those as resting spots. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. A polar bear will attack a beluga whale, and I just think this is so interesting, from the ice and pull it on top of the ice. So climate change is having and will have an impact on the survival of the polar bear. Another factor affecting the polar bear's survival is habitat destruction on land from gas and oil industry. And I'm going to say this because you always hear me throughout, my theme throughout Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature is the two P's, to protect and preserve habitats. Super important. So now let's discuss the characteristics of a polar bear. There are many Gabba facts to be discussed. She gave me so many of them. How about this one? A male weighs up to 1,500 pounds and has an average length of 8.5 feet. Well, the 8.5 feet, we don't think about it, but every time they extend their front legs and paws forward, and the paws are huge, they are monstrous creatures. Warming up in a harsh environment is imperative. So think about this. The polar bear has 10 centimeters of blubber under his skin. Think about when you wear a warm coat and you've got it lined, or you go out dressing in layers. Well, that thick layer of blubber is there for him to stay warm. But here is the coolest fact. His skin, and this is the fact I alluded to before, his skin is black, which absorbs the sun's rays. The polar bear has two layers of fur. The outer layer is hollow and 6 inches long. It reflects light, which is why it looks white. The fur is actually transparent or translucent. The Gabba fact says this: for the size of this enormous animal, he has small ears, less surface area, so he loses less body heat because his ears are small. That is pretty cool. You can see by some of his characteristics, the polar bear has adapted to a frigid environment. The polar bear has a keen sense of smell. Now, think about this. Think about like how far away you could smell grandma's cooking. I mean, you're coming down the street, it's a spring day, so we're just giving that example, the windows are open. And how far away do you have to be to smell grandma's, well, we would call it gravy. If you're an Italian, you might call it gravy, you might call it sauce. I'm an Italian, we call it gravy. So how far away? Well, think about this one. A polar bear can detect a seal pup buried in a snow cave up to 1 mile away. The very large feet, you know, see, going back to the characteristics. So we went to his nose, now we go to his feet. And they, when he's in the water, they act as these huge paddles. And if you ever watch, and you could YouTube a video, you watch a large mammal and swimming in the water, and then watch any other polar bear, which is also a large mammal, or a very large mammal, and you could see he uses his feet, I'm excited, I was going to say his feet and paddles and put them together, so that must be Pete, but he puts his feet, and he uses them as these super large paddles through the water. So he moves pretty well inside the water. A Gabba fact states that polar bear has slightly webbed feet. The skin between their toes is stretching, and that's actually sort of the webbing we talk about, and that helps them, obviously, you know, when you're talking about your locomotion in water. When one land, keen sense of smell, you see, what happens is this. When he's on land, he's actually hunting, and he will actually hunt down because his keen sense of smell can smell carrion, which is a dead animal. So carrion is a term scientists we use, meaning a dead animal. And I understand that carrion does not run very fast, if you get my little joke there. So he's going to use a little bit of energy to capture some extra energy. So you see, finding a dead organism out there, for him, a large one specifically might be a caribou, well, that's going to help him with his, you know, obviously gaining energy in his harsh environment. A Gabba fact states that a female gives birth usually to two cubs. They will carve out a snow cave, which insulates the cubs from the cold temperature. One of the winters, we were doing some winter camping, and it wasn't a true igloo, but we had dug out for our tent. Then we actually made like these ice shields going up, not on top of it, but around it. And we were so much warmer because we were able to insulate ourselves a little bit from the cold, but definitely the wind. So that's why the female, which is in bears, we call them sows. The sow is actually creating a warm place to raise her babies, because you see, when they are born and we say, oh, how cute, they're only a few pounds. And really, oh, how cute. They nurse and stay with the sow, the female bear, for approximately 2.5 years. Two fun facts about polar bears is that, number one, they take snow baths. Images coming across in my mind right now is, I've never seen a polar bear snow angel, but hey, maybe it's out there somewhere. And here's another really cool fact. If they choose to share food, and you know what, and I'm going to be honest, sharing food in the wild is not really sociably acceptable amongst all these different animals. But if two polar bears decide to share food, it is approved by a nose-to-nose touch before the food is shared. How cool is that? So before I give you my final thoughts, a special thank you for her research. She has been on the road with me and has taken part in a few of the podcast shows, but it's the first time she's become my research assistant. And Gab, love you and love the work you did. So, going back to polar bears, can this awesome animal adapt to a rapidly changing, melting environment due to climate change? Their population continues to decline. As a society, we need to make drastic changes to ensure that, like I like to call it, our total environment, the Earth, is cared for so every one of God's creatures can be safe and survive. Remember, one person can make a difference. It is you. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.